USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has given the Trump administration until Monday to voluntarily turn over documents related to White House security clearances. That action follows reports about how President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner got his clearance. Last month, the New York Times asked Trump if he pushed for that.
I know that there was issues back and forth about security for numerous people, actually, but I don't want to get involved in that stuff.
Oakland public school teachers end their strike after negotiators announced a tentative contract. Union President Keith Brown says there's a pay raise and support staffers will be added.
More counselors, psychologists, support for new students, and bonuses to help nurse recruitment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A winter storm is making its way across the United States, bringing rain, snow, and bitter cold in some areas. Richard Otto with the National Weather Service says it's spreading from the Sierra Nevada mountains into the Rocky Mountains and beyond.
Up in the north central U.S., Montana, and the northern high plains, highs are going to be generally 40 to 50 degrees below average.
Wind chills in northern Illinois could drop to minus 28 by Monday. The Trump administration is out with details of its proposed Space Force. The Pentagon envisioned starting out with 200 people at Space Force headquarters, then eventually growing to 15,000. The new service would be part of the Air Force. That would make it the smallest branch of the military, less than half the size of the Coast Guard. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan calls the establishment of the force a strategic step towards securing America's vital national interests in space. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The so-called Medicare for All bill that was introduced in the House has a price tag estimated of $32 trillion. John Clemens reports.
Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas of the House Ways and Means Committee is blasting the plan, saying the one-size-fits-all government takeover of health care is wrong for America.
I think once Americans see the true government takeover of health care, when they realize their good health care plans at work are banned, that Medicare will be jeopardized for seniors and taxes doubled for almost every American, I think they'll reject this health care plan.
I'm John Clemens.
Actress Katherine Hellman is dead at age 89. USA's Chris Barnes remembers.
Katherine Hellman is best known for her Emmy-nominated TV work as Jessica Tate on the ABC sitcom Soap from 1977 to 1981. A few years back, she recalled modeling her character after a dear friend of her mother's.
I adored her, so I thought, well, maybe if I can bring this to life, then the audience will adore this woman. And I think it worked out well.
She also played Mona Robinson on Who's the Boss with Tony Danza and appeared in dozens of movies, including Overboard, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and the animated film Cars. The Hollywood Reporter says she died at her L.A. home from complications of Alzheimer's disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.